no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
All right. Well, today we are going to jumpstart, not surprising, labels. I want to talk about labels. Wayne Dyer, who has just made a huge difference in my life. And I remember when Brendan Burchard, I went to see a Brendan Burchard event, and he said, who's going to be the next so-and-so, and who's going to be the next whatever? And my dream at that point was like to be the next Wayne Dyer. He just has meant so much to so many people's lives. Not that the fame and money, I don't know how much money the man had, but in fact, I know at one point he literally gave everything he had away, down to his shoes, just to come see what it was like and come back. And he ended up, I think, writing a book about it and making a lot of money. Anyway, he said, when you label me, you negate me. Wayne Dyer said, when you label me, you negate me. And that's what I want to talk about today. I notice how quick and easy our minds go to labels, especially nowadays. Why? Because labels stick. Labels stick. Love him or hate him, Donald Trump spends his political career labeling people. You know, what's her name? Elizabeth Warren, he called Pocahontas, I think, and he calls Joe Biden Sleepy Joe. You hang a label on someone, and then what happens is all you can see is the label. It's a very convenient thing to do in politics, and the reason it works is because we do it all the time, and in most cases, we're not even aware of it. We label other people. We size them up. First of all, it's been discovered that human beings, and I'm going to get very much from a psychological, sociological human beings or animal perspective here. We as human beings, first, when we see someone coming towards us, we identify them as either a potential mate or a potential threat. If they are neither, then we basically ignore the person, or if our minds choose to, or if we do see them as a threat, we label them as to why they would be a threat. Why is this person a threat? When we get to know someone, it's so easy to go, oh, they're one of those. They're one of those. There's a man here who lives in the same complex that I do, and who is so strongly for one of the two political candidates right now. And he cannot walk out of his condo without wearing shorts that have this candidate's name in huge letters on the shorts, and also a hat that says it, and also a shirt, and his boat has a huge flag. It's so interesting now, the marina, because you know I overlook a marina, and it's like people are voting with the flags on their boat. They're these big Biden flags and big Trump flags, and some of them are getting huge. I saw one the other day, and I was telling someone that as you saw it go by, it was enormous. It was a wonder that the drag on the boat wasn't so huge by the flag. So people are really making statements right now, right? And so because this guy is so political in his political leanings, other people look at him and they want to label him immediately. And what does that mean? They don't just label him. They ascribe certain behaviors, characteristics, etc., etc., etc. You label somebody Republican, some people will think, oh, racist, will think, etc., etc. You label somebody a Democrat, you'll think ungrounded, doesn't know what the real world is like, etc., etc., etc. And we label other people because we label ourselves. That's what I want you to get today. You already label yourself. When I asked you, how would you like to label yourself? So many of you put down labels. Classy. I like that one, Jennifer. Classy, says Jennifer. How are you already labeling yourself. I am blank. I am a blank. You're already doing this. This is the point I want to get across today. You are already labeling yourself. And as Wayne Dyer says, once you label me, you negate me. You are far more complex than the label you give yourself. I've recently been rewatching the Netflix show Bloodline with Sissy Spacek, Sam Shepard, etc. It's a great show. And it's all filmed right here where I live. If you want to see where I live, it's all filmed right here. In fact, I just bought a book on how to find all the various places where they filmed a lot of the scenes in Bloodline. And the reason I really like this show is that when you first watch the first episode, your mind does what your mind does whenever we watch something. And that is, it goes, okay, good person, bad person, good person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we watch the movie or the show with our preconceptions. And in most cases, the preconceptions are borne out. However, the cool thing about Bloodline is it starts out and you think, this is the bad guy. Immediately, this is the good guy. And then as it slowly unwinds, you realize that the bad guy was actually a seriously abused child who had a lot of bad things go against him. And is the point I'm making, and the good guy's a bad guy, by the way. So, it's so complex. People are too complex to label, and that includes yourself. However, we want to have these aspirational levels. What do you want? I loved Michelle's answer just a moment ago. Kind. What do you want people to think about you when you're not around? Think about that. That gives you an indication of not necessarily people pleasing. That's not what I'm saying. But how would you like to present yourself to the world and realize that you get to choose that every single day? You get to choose how you will be in the world every day. And because of that, it doesn't really make sense to label you. It doesn't really make sense to give yourself this or that. So I want to invite you to look at the myriad ways in which you might label yourself and to understand that it's okay to do that. However, to then make others wrong with their labels. In other words, once you do label yourself, once you say that I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican or I'm a Christian or I'm a this or I'm a that, you then give over a lot of your own choice and decision-making to a group. That's okay sometimes. But again, it's negating yourself, as Wayne Dyer says. It is negating yourself when you give your choices and your thoughts over to the group. I remember reading a very interesting study. It was in a church magazine. I used to get all these magazines when I was a minister of a church. And what they found was that they did interviews with all of these people and they discussed who had recently become Christians. And they asked them their opinions on a variety of subjects. And the people all answered the questions. And what was interesting was as they answered the questions, they then were asked, "What did you have your opinions changed? Have they differed?" And what they discovered was the people were answering as what they perceived a Christian would answer. In other words, they've now labeled themselves, which Christianity is a wonderful religion because you're not born into it. It's a rite of passage religion. It's a decision that you make, you know, and that happens, supposedly. Anyway, they showed that when these people made this decision to label themselves as having made this transformation in their lives, that their answers became dictated by going, what does the rest of the religion think? What does the herd think? And we do that with every group we're in. And we want to be careful to realize that we are far too complex to pigeonhole ourselves and to give over our right to think, to choose, to make decisions, etc., to the group. Just want you to think about that. Think about the ways also that you may be labeling other people. Here's the interesting thing about labeling. When I was a boy growing up in the South, people were always labeled by their race. It was interesting to me. I was thinking about that this morning, how often if my mom or I overheard my mom or dad tell a story, they would always include the race of the person in the story. And so I remember thinking that that somehow lumped an individual into a group which I didn't even understand based on their skin color. So the point I'm making here is that labeling in its extreme becomes prejudice. It means to prejudge. So I would just invite you to be careful of the labels that you use on other people and to notice the labels you use with yourself and to realize that they and you are far more complex than a number or a label that you stick on yourself. Because labels stick and they're hard to peel off. Lovable. I feel lovable because so many of you are my top fans. How's that? Just being honest with you. Let's see who else has chosen to comment. We are going to go and do our wonderful meditation in 10 minutes. I always look forward to meditating with everybody. Might tell you a story tomorrow about something that I shared with the meditation group yesterday. Hey, there's John Smith. John Smith says, good morning. John, I want you to know I've got a beautiful set of electronic drums here that I love playing. I miss playing with you. I wish we could figure out how to do it virtually. Wouldn't that be cool? Paula Drake says, I am compassionate. Wonderful. Elizabeth Chavez says, good morning. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. You as well. I've discovered that if I'm labeling myself other than others, then my relationship with the world is out of alignment. Bingo, Ed, love it. I love the way you summarize things and put them so well. The way I put it, the way what I discovered was I woke up one day and I was really irritated at something, my daughter, I think. And then I realized an hour later I was irritated at my wife. And then I went, problem is here. Problem is the irritatable person. Gave me something to work on. So, yeah. If you spot it, you got it. Good morning, Leslie. First time, says Mike. Leslie, are you here for the first time? Thank you for being here for us, says Anna. Oh, Paula says we love you too. Thank you. I really mean that. Awesome, everybody. I'm excited to be with you every day. I get so excited. I'm thinking about changing things around, though, I have to tell you. And I'd love your opinion. So, I am thinking about losing the artificial background behind me, even though it's kind of a branded thing, and maybe even dropping the music and the scroller and just maybe setting up again in my living room like we were before, making it a bit more intimate, or maybe making this a bit more like my living room. Not sure. Tell me what you think. Do you like this format, etc., or do you think of something a little more, I don't know, comfortable and cozy? What do you think? Let me know what you think. And for those of you in the meditation group, I look forward to being with you in just about 8 minutes. Man, does meditation make me feel good. And thank you everybody else for hanging out. If you want to know more about the Complaint Free Meditation Group, you can check it out at complaintfreemeditation.com. And here's some reviews from some people in the group. Take care. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Take care of your mental health.
The daily meditation really helps me be grounded, stay focused, certainly calmer.
Find peace through guided meditation.
I have never felt better. I'm calmer.
I've been able to remain calm during the day, less fear, less worry.
Live daily meditations or on demand 24/7. with number one international best-selling author, Will Bowen.
Meditation for me basically became like an anxiety medication.
Will is an expert in guided imagery. His voice is very calm, very soothing.
Become part of this powerful, global online meditation community. Try complaint-free meditation now and receive a free meditation ebook as Will's thank you gift.
I feel calm. I feel rested.
Highly recommend it.
It's really made a difference in my life.
Daily routine for me.
Learn more at complaintfreemeditation.com.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free